This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the Hoffman Show on Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And before we get to the pick six, I just have to say, Anthony, I did go back and review the tape of my own push-ups, and at least my form looks good. It held. They're all 100. And I did it. By the way, I didn't take the extra time that you gave me. I knocked out 100 before 6 o'clock, even though I didn't spin the wheel till 5:40.
So it took you about 20 minutes?
Yeah, with hosting a radio segment in between.
Well, that too, yeah.
That would have been helpful if I could have taken a mic down there and knocked out like 5 every minute for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That would have been easier than 40 and then 15 every minute on the minute. I'm still a little out of breath.
I'm not going to lie, you worked up a sweat over there, man. You still huffing
and
puffing?
Yeah, I just did 60 push-ups in the commercial break.
Yeah. Nice. But it's a nice pump before you head home.
Sure.
Get the blood going.
I don't know what's more stressful, that or the fact that I bet on the Raiders this week. Let's do the pick six.
Biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick Six at Six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, top headlines of the day. We get started talking about the offensive coordinator. The talking will be done, however, by the coach, the head coach, and the quarterback.
Number one
would be that Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn both were asked questions about Cliff Kingsbury tailoring the offense to his rookie QB. Here was Dan Quinn and his answer.
I think the first part, Nick, was probably like there's an exploring that goes on. And if you go all the way back, there was, you know, reps, you know, what would we feature for Jaden? What would we feature for Marcus? And what routes were he most comfortable with coming in? And so we actually had some that were some of his tips from LSU. And we started from there, and that was 100% from Cliff to say, hey, what are some ones that, you know, coming out of bed, you want this play called, and you know it like the back of your hand. And so we started from there, and then as you added and you felt more comfortable, that's why the reps are so important. And so from walkthroughs and training camp reps, and then you kind of tailor it on both sides of the ball, what's good enough, what's not, what should we hold and wait for later. Some things that we would still be working on now may not be game ready, but there are still concepts that you continue to work, and then also finding the personnel for some of them is really important too.
I think it's great what they've done offensively. Like, it's not exactly rocket science to say, like, hey, what's great for your quarterback? What works for your personnel? How do you maximize what you got? But actually doing it at the level they're doing it is extraordinarily difficult. Like, the theory is not hard. The application is. And they have done a great job with both. And that has made a world of difference for a rookie quarterback who suddenly finds himself, if we're being honest, in the MVP conversation. So how's it been from his seat? Nice and comfy, but occasionally with a little bit of pressure that he sidesteps and turns into a scramble. From the pocket, Jaden Daniels on the comfortability in this offense.
Yeah, I mean, Cliff is very open-minded. Anything that he feels is going to work, or he'll try it out, man. And, you know, kudos to Cliff being selfless, because obviously, you know, it could be that type of person, like, man, this is my system, this is how we're going to run it, this is how we're going to do things. But, nah, he's just back there. He gives us the freedom to go out there and play ball.
Play ball they've done to the tune of one of the best offenses in football. An offense that, with Jaden Daniels at the helm, has more scoring drives, 23, than incompletions, 19, through 4 games.
Number two.
So, all this success surprising a lot of people. Is one of those people Dan Quinn? Seems like a relevant question. I think DQ, if he's being honest, probably had some expectations for this team, but really, day by day, Ray, we're taking it a time. But here you are, 3-1. So, any level of surprise with the success so far?
I'm not surprised. I knew the connection would be the number one thing for us to see if we could play well, how long that would take, how connected this team could get on all three phases. And so the support of one another, all of those things, that's to me, you know, the faster we could do that. And I thought the team's done a good job of fast-tracking the feeling out process, putting agendas to the side, you know, absolutely all-out effort, like those are the non-negotiables that we'd have to have. I think that, you know, the team has got that way faster than you'd say like a more established team, you know, would have some of those things in place. So those are some of the things that don't show up on the stat sheet that I certainly look for.
There's obviously only so many benefits to being in a rebuilding state, because you'd rather be, you know, talented and good and have really great players, because that makes playing football at the NFL level a lot easier. But one of the kind of freedoms they had in completely stripping it down was they had no sacrifices they had to make. Sometimes you have to make a sacrifice for one or two guys because the owner is like, hey, we can't be the worst team in the league. And so you wind up signing one or two guys that maybe you take a little bit of a character guess on. You hope they fit in, but you know realistically you're not going to get exactly what you're looking for. You take a couple more veterans and then some flyers on some young guys. And because there was no pressure here to do any of that, what they were able to do was sign a bunch of young, hungry guys and or the exact veterans they wanted. Like Bobby Wagner's a strategic choice. Zach Ertz is a strategic choice. But also like Alamide Zaccheaus was a strategic choice, not just from his skill set of, hey, here's a real twitched up guy who can make guys miss, he's good in the screen game, great blocker, a perfect character guy. But he's a guy that I think looks at himself in the mirror and is like, I can be better than what I've produced so far in my career. He thinks he's capable of more, but is a great teammate along the way. And those guys are really valuable. But they get passed over for more talented guys often because they might win you, you know, it might help you win one more game this season, even if it's not as good for the team in the long run. And they're not investment pieces. And so I think that difference has actually, and like the theory is what I just said, right? That oh, the more talented, the sacrifice is worth it because you win a couple extra games. In reality, I don't know that you actually do. There are no guarantees, that's for sure. And I think because they've had, you know, 53 down, 63 down, whatever, 70 down with the practice squad, and really, you know, what was it, 90 down in the spring, in the summer, because they have exactly who they want in the building, some of the processes they thought might take a while, and if they have some like dead weight stragglers, do take longer, aren't taking as long. And so there's a benefit of being all into your vision, which they are, especially when your vision is let's be competitive, let's maximize what we've got, and then Adam will worry about getting more as we go through the multiple years of this process. So it's been very cool to see. And in that way, I guess it's not surprising, even if this is surprising based off the talent on the roster.
Number three.
With success, though, comes national attention. Dan Quinn on how the players and his staff don't get caught up in it all.
I'd say the one thing that's it's very easy to support Jaden. And the reason I say that, Chick, because you see it every day in terms of the work that he's, you know, puts in and goes for it. So there's no extra things that you have to say to him in this regard, because like you see the character of what the man is. Had it been up and down and I was worried, I'd have that conversation. But all he has shown all of us since he's been here is like a relentless approach to getting better and staying in the moment. And he's got like a remarkable level-headedness to him that's wise, you know, beyond his age. So if I had concerns, I would have already addressed it. I'm certain of that. But he is a very easy guy as a support, and being on this journey with him and starting with it together, like it's a really cool thing that I get to be a part of with him.
I think it's so well put by Dan, because the guy who's getting the most attention is Jaden. The team is getting attention because they have the rookie number two pick who's playing his face off. And yes, that then does put attention on Terry or Bobby or Zach and like Austin Eckler, these guys that do interviews with, you know, whether it's the Kay Adams show or SportsCenter, NFL Live, you know, whatever the Fox shows are, whatever the NBC shows are. Like, those guys are going to be requested too, and they're going to be asked about Jaden. But when Jaden is out front being humble about it, and he's out front saying, like, the bite I'm about to play for you, things like, hey, I don't really care, I think I'm still a rookie, then it's kind of hard for everyone else to get out over their skis. So Jaden Daniels was asked about the national attention, and this is what he had to say about it.
Yeah.
Nope, that's the wrong way. That's not what he had to say about it. Those would be his keys to beating the Browns. We'll get there eventually. Here's his answer on the paying attention to the stats. And by the way, jersey sales, he's the number one selling jersey in the league so far this season, etc.
Yeah, I mean, thank God to be able to be in that position, be able to impact people's lives and stuff like that. But, man, the main thing is keeping the main thing, man, that's football. How can I get better each and every week? Not get caught up in what people are saying or anything, because none of that really matters, because I could be playing good and playing bad and people be thinking the opposite. So it's staying level-headed, go out there and just focus on what's up, what's now, and be where my
got to be where your feet are. I'm a big fan of keeping the main thing. The reason he's getting all this praise is because he's playing well. If he likes it, then you got to keep playing well. That's how the game works. Jaden understands that at a young age. When we get back, we'll give you some of those keys to beating the Browns, including what home field advantage can do. We will get to the back half of our pick six next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And Clary is out in the bullpen doing bicep curls with a kettlebell. I have so many questions. Starting off with, why is there a kettlebell upstairs?
Yo, I don't know. Where do you get that from?
I don't know.
He is really working out over there.
Why do you have a kettlebell? You shrugged. Yeah, he just flexed on him. Sure. Now he's embarrassed. Ryan just turned the color of something that's very red. I mean, he's coming down with the kettlebell. Excellent.
He is red.
Yeah, let's make sure we got a camera set up here. Because Clary is now coming to the studio. We'll get to the back half of our pick six in a second. Yeah, I was just sorry. I get very distracted. Take a seat, sir. It's a fitness adjacent thing. So you know it was going to have my attention. Ryan Clary, everybody, producer for Grant and Danny. Why do you have a kettlebell?
So this is kind of like my thing. Like I can't really sit still.
Is that a thing? Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, like, and I'll just kind of see some things around the office. We have weird, like, random tennis balls, golf balls.
Yeah, we have lots of stuff.
And I found a kettlebell the other day, and
Did you find the kettlebell?
Literally just sitting in the studio. And so I was like, you know what? During breaks and while the other show, Grant and Danny, are doing their thing, I'm going to start doing some lifts and get some workouts.
So you're getting some bicep curls.
So I'm doing some bicep curls, and I found out that I can really work out my lower portion of my bicep. I don't know exactly what that is called, but it works it out real well, and it gets me a good pump.
There you go. Well, I have a great pump right now because we did our competition Wednesday earlier. That giant wheel right there, one of the things that's on it is 100 push-ups, and that's what I had. So I did about 100 push-ups between 5:40 and 6 o'clock today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You're okay.
That will also work your biceps. I actually don't feel great, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I I don't feel my best that I've ever felt while hosting the show. But now I know that there why actually I don't know why there's a kettlebell, but at least I know that you found it a couple days ago.
I did find. I'll you can use it as well. You can always.
I think I'm okay.
But I mean, you I just appreciate did 100 the invite. So.
Yeah, no. If we need something, I don't, maybe we'll replace it with kettlebell swings, Anthony.
Seriously,
goblet squats. I've made many workouts for folks with kettlebells.
It's, yeah, so kettlebell you know, workouts are really good. I've learned over the last week. So
done many of remote programming for clients on the fitness side of my life when they're like, "What do you have? Kettlebell? Okay, cool. So if you need something, let me know."
Trust me, I want to take all the workouts because you'll see me out there doing them from here on out.
All right, that's good to know. Now I won't get as distracted. It's just gonna become part of my normal. It's Ryan Clary, everybody. Now we're gonna hear more from Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels. Because that's allegedly what people like on radio shows. All right, pick six time, number, what are we on? Oh, it's the back half, so it's number four, because we've done three of them.
Number four.
All right, continuing with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn's day in front of the mics. Jaden Daniels is obviously week over week, just continue to get better and better. It's actually insane how good he has been every week, and then the next week he comes back and you're like, okay, he's been great, but what about this other thing? Can he do that? Proves it. You know, whether it's throwing over the middle, keeping his eyes up when he scrambles, you know, staying in the pocket a little bit longer, throwing deep balls. Every question seemingly has been answered. So, of course, the logical question is, what's next? Here's Dan Quinn.
That's a great question by you. I would say that staying consistent in this process, like staying in this pocket of the people, you know, that he's getting ready. And so now that you've established a routine of what that looks like, that you're just able to stay into that spot over the long haul, like here we are just starting October. And so like staying in that process and having routines for any ball player or coach too, it's really important. So that way you don't kind of get out of whack. All of a sudden you could miss something and then you're out of whack. So for him, the process that he goes through, he's very strict about it. And I think that's a big part of him just staying in that pocket. But he's such a fantastic teammate. The guys are here to support him in just about any way you could.
And that's the thing. He doesn't actually need to get better. He just needs to keep doing what he's doing. And that is both encouraging and also it's like, okay, well, how do you do that? Because the task is going to change week over week in terms of what you are trying to do as a rookie because your teams have more tape on you. Like, it's just the reality that week over week over week over week, teams are going to have a better understanding of what it is that you do well and then have ideas to stop it. And some of those ideas are going to be things that you've never seen before. So for Jaden, how is he trying to make sure he keeps that growth mentality despite the meteoric start to his season?
Keep improving, finding little ways to keep growing. I wouldn't say it's a finished product, but, you know, it's just a start. And I mean, I don't really look at everything that people talk about. I mean, I see it, but other than that, man, none of that matters. That was last week's stuff. You're only as good as the last game you played, and everybody's going to look at what can you do the week prior, and the weeks after that.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week league, as we've said on this show quite a bit, and is certainly not an original thought. But we always want to say, oh, what's the trend? What's this? What's that? Myles Garrett can ruin your trend. The Baltimore Ravens can ruin your trend. And we could be here in a couple of weeks and we're talking about something very different. But at the end of the day, like, he has the right mentality. They're not always going to get the execution right, but I feel really confident in where they're going because of where his head is.
Number five.
Also, his head has been able to stay on straight because it hasn't been getting blasted by defensive linemen taking it off as they come on pressure. Dan Quinn on the offensive line and the job that Bobby Johnson, who was probably his most controversial hire, has done so far this season.
Yeah, I think the first thing for he and Darnell and Shane, they've got a nice crew of these guys that work with the offensive line. And that position, you know, the skill work, it's over and over again. So to see these guys drilling pre-practice, post-practice, the connection of them all together, I love seeing like Allegretti and Biotic on the sideline together, talking it through, like encouraging one another. And that position has so much cohesion that's needed to communicate on every play. It's going to even improve more. And we put a lot of stress on those guys, calling things at the line of scrimmage, changing plays, different snap count, all of it that goes into it. So, yeah, we're certainly pleased with the start of the guys. And we feel like, you know, we're on the way up in that space.
You know, something I mentioned during camp that just popped back into my head, listening to Dan talk about that and thinking about the job that Bobby Johnson has done, is this is a staff that mostly had never worked together before. And Cliff's ability to bring in Lynn as an Anthony Lynn, Bobby Johnson, Brian Johnson, keep DaVita Pritchard, on down the list of assistants and quality control guys and this guy and that guy. They have a big staff, mostly who didn't know each other. Like, Cliff had worked with David Rye, the tight ends coach. That's it. And in camp and in the spring, their drills, their ability to substitute personnel, everything was seamless. Like, they did not mess that stuff up. And that tells me how good of a communicator Cliff is. His ability to just get everybody on the same page has been tremendous, and to integrate different systems, different schemes, different ideas into what has become a commander scheme. It is brilliant stuff. But it doesn't get done without great communication. And so those guys deserve a ton of credit. And then obviously making sure the offensive line has the support it needs. One, they're playing really well. They deserve credit on their own. But some of the chipping and ways that they varied snap counts and drops and this and that and the other thing to make that their job a lot easier, it just shows you the power of coaching when it comes to offensive line play.
Number six.
Last but not least, home game this weekend. Jaden Daniels obviously has played one game at Northwest Stadium. Time for a second, and it could be in front of one of the best home crowds we've seen in years, something he is very much looking forward to after feeling the love on the road the past 2 weeks.
I'm for sure looking forward to playing at home. Obviously, we want all the support, you know, packed out, sold out stadium. So we'll appreciate if all the fans come out this weekend and show the real home field advantage. But it's great, man, the traveling that the fans are doing, you know, how deep they're coming. How deep they're traveling and stuff like that. So, I mean, I appreciate the fan base for sure.
It's been kind of a funny thing the last bunch of years. Like, Commanders fans still travel really well, unless they're traveling to Landover. But I do think that's changing. I do think that is has a mat. Like, this is one of the most important months on the home crowd front that this team has had since December, like 2015. I guess December 2016 and 17, they were competitive for those years when Kirk was here, and you know there was a chance to get some big home crowds, and there were some pretty solid games during that stretch. Obviously, 2012 was a completely different animal, but you want to get past all that 2015 stuff, past any other time. Obviously, when they won the division when Rivera was here, that was during the COVID season, so there were no fans. But you want to go back to like the 2012 stuff. Go out and beat the Browns thoroughly this weekend. Compete with the Ravens, even if you wind up losing. Just compete in Baltimore. Then you got Carolina and Chicago. You win these three home games, and you do a couple of it convincingly, and you put on a show. This fan base is going to be roaring in November for the remaining home games in November, December, and January. And that would be sick. I would love to go to a very loud stadium in Landover filled with burgundy and gold, and they certainly have a chance to solidify that. And I think Jaden is the kind of guy, obviously, that can do it, and because he's the quarterback and we've seen how he's played, but he seems to feed off that energy. Look at his home games at LSU. That dude played out of his skull in some of those. And even, frankly, in some of the most hostile road games, he was incredible at Tuscaloosa, for instance. So it's going to be really fun to watch. I'm excited for this weekend. We'll be there, and then we'll have the Take Command postgame show with me and Logan live from Northwest Stadium afterwards, probably around 5:30, 6:30, somewhere in there once we're done in the locker room. So make sure you're tuned in on YouTube at the Team 980 for that, or subscribe to the Take Command podcast feed for the audio as soon as we get that flipped around. As for us here live on the radio, that is our pick six in the here and now. Six biggest storylines of the day every day at 6 o'clock. We get back, playoffs rolling on in the WNBA. We will take a peek at what happened in last night's action. The champs in an 0-2 hole. Do they have what it takes to pull themselves out? We'll discuss next on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.